We're on Chafalaf Amid Beis, two dots. Omer le'abayel of Yosef. Rav Yosef Aglili da Omer lachem v'lo l'klavim. Yosef Aglili holds that you're not allowed to prepare food not for goyim and not for animals. So hani sufli l'chiyusa hechi shadin and lubiyantim. How do we throw these date pits to behemoths on yontif? Pashas because of mukta. But l'maisa, animal food is not mukta on Shabbos or on Yontif. So Tosa says that it's talking about that you need to prepare them with a lot of tircha, and it's a malacha de rabbana. So if you're allowed to prepare food for animals on Yontif, then you're allowed to prepare even this. And if not, then this is also mid rabbana. So hechi shadin will be Yontif. Omerlei hoil the chazu la'soka, since they're fit for using for fire, which is something that's mutter on Yontif, so they're fit also for throwing to the animals. So Mora says, Tenech b'yabesh, that's if they're dry, they're fit for fire. B'ratif to ma'ikel ha'meimar, but if they're moist, then you can't use them to make a fire. So why would you be allowed to throw them to the animals? Omer le'chazu l'hesek gadol, if you have a big fire going, these will burn too. So Mora says, Tenech b'yontif, that's good, why they're mutter to throw to the animals on Yontif. The Shabbos, Michael and Namer. Shabbos, you can't use them for fire, right? Metal to linlu agav rifsa. You move them together with bread. In other words, you're moving something mutter and something osher together. Kiddush Shmuel, Domer Shmuel, also them called tzarchu bepas, that you're allowed to use bread. It's not a bezoyin for the bread to use it for some other purpose. Upliga the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, and that argues on Yoshua ben Levi. Domer Yoshua ben Levi, mezamnim es hanochri b'Shabbos. Right. This we said before, that you're allowed to invite a goy on Yontif, argues on Rishu ben Levi. See the Rashi still here. Hani sufli, garine tmarim. They're date pits. Hechi shadin and lehu, kivan de la'odam lo chazu. They're not fit for human consumption. Umaychel behema lo mishteri asira betilto. And Maychel behema is not mutter. You can't prepare food for a behemoth, and these things need malacha to prepare them, like Tosa says, so they should be mukta. Also, them called tzorcho b'pas, and metatla idea pas, and you move them by moving them together with some bread. V'lo chashin lebezoyin d'ochlin, and we're not choshish, that's a bizui for the bread, to use it to move other things. U'pligid Rav Yishuv ben Levi, hod Rav Huna d'le'el. That's what Rav Huna said before. D'omar, iki avin and riftali anuka. What's it called? We said before that if you have to feed these soldiers, but they're not makbid, that you should also be able to give some of it to a child, so then it's mutter. But this is argued because even if you prepare food for your family, you're not allowed to invite a goy, bichlal, on Yontif. Okay, pliga the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, mezamnin es hanochri b'Shabbos, you're allowed to invite a goy to your house on Shabbos, because no chashash, if you cook for him, because you can't cook b'chlal. Ve'im mezamnin es hanochri b'yonta, gzeir shem yarbe b'shvila, we're afraid that you'll add something extra for the goy, and that's awesome, because you're not allowed to cook for goyim on yontif. That's the halacha. You can't invite a goy to your house to eat on Yontif. If he comes on his own, you didn't invite him. So some hold you have to tell him, we'll see the Gemara says later, that I can't prepare anything else for you. If you're satisfied to have what we have, fine. But you can't invite him even with that intention. People that work for you, right, Filipinos, whatever. So there the halacha is that you're allowed to make more for them in the same pot on Yontif, or surely to prepare for them before, but they're allowed, since they're part of your household, you're allowed to feed them. It's not like you're inviting them special. Big shaila, what they do in hotels, how they cook, they have goyish guests there also. Okay, let's go on. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, right, it also goes for Mechalalei Shabbos too, that are not Tinoko Shanishbu, or also you're not allowed to cook for them on Shabbos or on Yontif either. There is a way possibly of doing this, is preparing everything for them before Yontif and be makne to them before Yontif. So it's theirs, not yours. And they're eating from their portion that they're already makne to them. Okay. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar afilu b'Shabbos namilo. You can't invite a goy even on Shabbos. Mishum shirei kosos. Because what they leave over in their cup, wine, is mukza. Right? Our wine you leave over in the cup is also not fit for anything, so it's also mukza. Mara says, didon chosin tarnagolim. Our wine you could feed to a tarnagol. Mara says, didu nami chosin tarnagolim. Mara says, didu isuri hanoninu. Right? There's also banot. It's stam yenam. So you can't even feed it to a tarnagol. Mara says, l'taltalino agav kasa. Be metaltlet through the cup. The cup's mutter to move. You're moving now like we're moving with bread. Milo amarov metaltlin kanuna agav kitme. Af agav diko ale shivriyetsim. You're allowed to move a censer, a thing that you have ashes in. The ashes you set aside before Yontif or before Shabbos to cover things with. So they're not mukta, but they're shivri etzim. They're still pieces of wood that haven't been burnt that are mukta. So you're allowed to move the whole thing because of the pan. Mor says, Hasam lavi suri hanon, you know. That's the things aren't isuri hanoa. That grade of mukta, you're allowed to move because of the pan. Tiltul. But hachi suri hanon inu, here it's suri hanoa, you can't move it. Omer le Rav Acha midifti l'ravina, v'lehevi kegerav shorei, right? The mice of the leftovers in the cup are disgusting. So you want to get them out of your dining room. So you should be able to move it to that. Omer le v'chiosin gerav shorei l'chatchila. So if you invite the goy, you know he's going to have leftovers, and you're making a gerav shorei l'chatchila that you're not allowed to do. Adbury Rava Lamar Shmuel Vidoresh Mizamnis Hanochri Bishavis, they Mizamnis Hanochri Beyontif. So Rava said to Mar Shmuel to Darshan that you're allowed to invite a goy on Shabbos, but not on Yontif. Xerishi Yamra Bishvilo. We're not gozer because of the Shure Kosos. Marema Marzutra Kyavi Mikla Lahu Nochri Beyontif. Marema Marzutra, a goy came uninvited on Yontif. This time showed up. Amrule, inicholach b'may de tricholach mutav, v'ilot, tzircha yaseira daite didoch lo tarchina. They used to tell him clearly, if you're happy with what we already prepared, fine. If not, we're not going to prepare any more for you. So he knew clearly that they're not going to make extra for him. And some hold that's the halach attack if somebody shows up stam. And others hold if somebody stam, this is just stam, they told him. He shouldn't feel bad. But you don't have to halachically tell him that. Okay, Rashi. Shure koso shalyayin shishora ben pito. Right? That's talking about wine, not just that you had leftovers, that they used to dip their bread into the wine. And the shamas used to take that, what was left in the kosos, in order to, what's it called, to put the kosos away. So that's mukza. Didon no, mi holo chazi de mi'is, it's mi'is. It's not fit for anything, it's mukza. Mara says, no, ours you could feed to a chicken. But you can't feed theirs to a chicken because it's also banoa. Kenuna klisha misimim bo agicholim. It's a pan that you put coals in. Agav kitme, shayinu tzrichim la'afro. And they use the ashes. The hucha ner of Shabbos, the chasas roko tzoa. They put the ashes aside. Erev Shabbos designated it to use to cover things. V'afagav v'iko alea shivri etzim delochazim. But there were still pieces of wood in it which were not fit for covering anything in their mukta. Metaltlu im kenunus. You're allowed to move that together with the pan. So over here, same thing. Why don't you move the kos, and even though it has things in it that are mukta, should be mutter. Where it says, hachi, suri anon inu muktsin tfei, they're more mukta, and therefore the kos won't help. Lehevi ke gerav shorei, shemutter letaltlu fanosu la'ashba machmas mius. Gerav shorei, right, it's a disgusting thing. You're allowed to move it out of your house. Same thing over here. Kerem Perik Basra. Mar says the chios and gerav shorei lechatchila. If you have a gerav shorei, you're allowed to move it, but you don't create a gerav shorei lechatchila on Shabbos or Yontif. Noi the chiise kamon salkin le avalasuye kamon or the nasal anon legabei ki heichad the nimos alon v'nisalkin mishori. You don't create a gerav shorei if it's in a place where it's not that disgusting to you. You don't go there to take it out or whatever. Beishamei omrim lo yachim odim chamim l'raglov elim kein ruim lishtos. Beishamei say that you can't heat up water on yontif to wash your feet unless they're fit to drink. And Tosa says more than fit to drink. You have to drink something from it before, obviously, you put your feet into it. You have to drink something because Beishamei says that you don't say mitoch. Shehut l'tzorech ochol nefesh. So you have to, you're heating up something. You're going to use it mostly for your feet, but you have to drink something from it. Because then it's what's it called, the heating was done, letzorech ochel nefesh. Beisil matirim, beisil hold, it's mutter to heat up just for your feet. Ose adam nadura mischam kenegdun, you're allowed to make a bonfire and heat yourself up on yontif kenegd the bonfire. Iboilu, hay madura man ketanila, who's the sefer that you're allowed to make a bonfire? Divri hakolhi, everybody holds you can make a bonfire. Bishani lula beishame bein hanos kol gufo lahanos aver echot, and beishame hold that if you're doing it only for one aver, like to feed up your feet, that's when it's awesome. But if your whole body, that's okay. Al dilma beishilu ktanila, the seifa is beishilu. Avo beishame lo shani luhu, and beishame doesn't make a difference, right? It's not what's it called, ochel nefesh, and therefore it's also what's it called, even your whole body. Toshma, Beishame Omrim, Lo Yasa the Madura, Vishram Kenegdo, Beishul Matirin. Beishame doesn't make a difference in your whole body, your part of your body. It's not Ochel Nefesh, and it's awesome. Rashi, Lo Yachim Odom Chamim, Lirchot Raglov, Ochel Nefesh, Hitir Akosu, Velo Lahavir Or, Beishul Rechitza. Beishame holds, you don't say Mitoch. And therefore, it's only Ochel Nefesh is Mutter and not washing. Madura Hesed Godel. Right? So the Svara to say that heating up your whole body is like Ochel Nefesh. And the Gemara's maskan is it's not. It has to be mamish food. Okay, shloshes varim Rabbi Gamliel machmer. Shloshes what? Beisil is wonder. Shloshes varim Rabbi Gamliel machmer kedivrei Beishamai. Right, three things Rabbi Gamliel's machmer like Beishamai. Ain tomnim sacham lechatchila biyantif. You can't make hatmana lechatchila on yantif. Vein zokvinis haminora biyantif, and you can't put up a menorah. Put it together the pieces of a. A menorah that you attach the pieces together to make. Then often pasen gritzen el rakikin. You can't make thick bread, only thin wafers. Amr Rav Gamliel mi yemeim shal beis abba lo hayu often pasen gritzen el rakikin. Rav Gamliel said, from my forefathers never made thick bread on yontif, only wafers. Amr lo manas le beis avicha shoyu machmirin al asman. It's a chumra. But they held that it's mutter to do. They just were machmer for themselves. The osofen patin gritzin v'charorin, that you're allowed to make a thick bread ikur hadin, and they were machmer on themselves. She gimel dvarim the first time the Gemara. The Gemara explained all these things, what the reason why Rav Gamliel was machmer and why the halacha is not like that. Ein zokvin mashmi im nafla menorah shemalteches ein zokvin shivin osa. Now the Gemara in the beginning thinks that it's talking where a menorah fell. And it's just picking it up. The Gemara doesn't say it's not what it's talking about. It's talking about reattaching the pieces. Patin gritzin, kikros avin, thick bread, mishum tircha. It's an extra tircha to make bread that's extra thick. And rakikim is wafers, easier to make. Charorin shofen al gicholim. Charorin is bread that you bake over the coals.